Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Election day is here. First votes. I'm Elliot Francis. Both candidates made their final push for the White House with midnight rallies overnight. Now the rest is up to the American voter. Reid Binion reports.
Tomorrow you can vote for a hopeful, inclusive, big-hearted
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump ending Monday's campaign schedule Tuesday morning with dueling rallies that followed a dizzying day of stops in key states. Clinton stumping with Bruce Springsteen and Lady Gaga. Trump knocking those celebrity appearances but touting his own high-profile friends.
Tom Brady. He called today.
The campaigns, despite their competing ideas and dueling celebrity support, did seem unified on the importance of voter turnout.
Go out and vote tomorrow.
Let's get out and vote!
I'm Reid Binion.
Donald Trump is ahead in 3 New Hampshire towns with midnight voting. State law allows communities with under 100 votes to open their polls at midnight and close as soon as all voters cast their ballots. I'm Elliot Francis. Robert Durst entered a plea of not guilty to a murder charge in Los Angeles Monday. Jim Roop reports.
It was after an interview session for the HBO documentary The Jinx that Durst, possibly not realizing his mic was still hot, was heard saying,
"Kill them all."
Prosecutors believe Durst murdered his friend Susan Berman in December 2000 before she could connect him to his wife's 1982 disappearance. In court, the 73-year-old New York real estate scion not only entered a plea but made a statement to the judge.
"I did not kill Susan Berman."
The prosecution says it will not seek the death penalty if a few stipulations are met. What those are was not made clear. Durst will be back in court in February. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Officials in the Oklahoma town of Cushing, about 50 miles west of Tulsa, say a magnitude 5 earthquake that hit Sunday caused substantial damage to dozens of buildings. Oklahoma has had thousands of earthquakes in recent years, with nearly all traced to the underground injection of wastewater. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's finally here, Election Day 2016. Polls open an hour from now in Virginia, 2 hours from now in Maryland and D.C. The polls in Virginia will stay open until 7 tonight. They're open until 8 in Maryland and the District. Of course, WMAL will have complete election night coverage. And as we all hold our breath until an election winner is announced, one group says we need to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
It's been a rough election season.
We're seeing a huge uptick in destruction of property that supports Republican candidates.
And Joe Kluster, who heads Maryland's Republican Party, says regardless of the outcome tonight, we have to find a way to come together.
If it's not our side, we'll be very hurt and we'll look for the next opportunity to win an election. But we have to be unified as an American people.
Early voting in Maryland was record-breaking this year and lines are expected to be long today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some voters in Maryland today will have the chance to get a selfie at the polling place, thanks to the Maryland State Board of Elections. The board's trying a new voter outreach initiative. They're sending staffers around to polling places around the state to offer to take pictures of voters outlined by an oversized frame adorned with "I voted" stickers. Some of those pics will be posted in the State Board of Elections' Facebook and Twitter pages. A federal jury in Charlottesville has awarded $3 million in damages to a University of Virginia administrator who said she was defamed in a Rolling Stone magazine article. That same jury agreed last Friday that Nicole Iramo was defamed in the magazine's 2014 article about an alleged gang rape at UVA. Yesterday, jurors set the amount of damages. Montgomery County police are looking for the guy who's robbed the same Silver Spring gas station 3 times in the last 13 months. He always takes cash and Newport cigarettes. Twice he's shown a gun. The most recent of the 3 robberies was this past October 18th. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,260. The Nasdaq at 5166. Sports, the Wizards fall to 1-5 with a loss to Houston. Monday Night Football, Seattle beats Buffalo. NHL, the Caps host San Jose tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, and around the Beltway we go. First to the Wilson Bridge and topside, you're okay. But on the outer loop as you approach 202, that's where we have the reported crash, and definitely seeing some of the slowdown suddenly as you approach. So outer loop going northbound near, over near Arena Drive and over near FedEx Field. That's where we have the incident. 270, no problems at all. That looks good for everyone. 95 and 29, BW Parkway to the Beltway, nice and quiet. Virginia, quiet start 2 out of Stafford on 95 up through to the Beltway and continuing to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In and around the Beltway, we've got a frost advisory this morning. Freeze warnings just to the west, and that's for some temperatures near freezing. So a chilly start to our election day. Bundle up as you head on out. The South afternoon, probably will not need a jacket. Partly cloudy, 67. Cold front approaching tonight. Rain showers after midnight, 53. Showers possible tomorrow with a high of 60 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Haymarket, 30 in Frederick, 42 degrees in Washington. Voting's getting underway today in the most divisive presidential election in memory. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning, everybody. Our long national nightmare is almost over.
Well, or is it?
Well, we're going to hold a good thought in that regard. You know, folks, the prognosticators, the pollsters, the pundit, the politicians have all
had. You need to bring religion into this, Brian. Leave the prognosticators alone. They're living their life.
They've all had their say, and now it's the people's turn to have their say indirectly through the Electoral College. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, Catherine Engelbrecht will join us. She's with Through the Vote. As we think about the voter integrity today, at 8:05, General Mike Flynn on behalf of the Trump campaign, and then at 8:35, giving us his final assessment, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's the final countdown.
Bet it is. Happy Election Day, everyone. It's going to be a great day, and let's get some spring cleaning out of the way first. You need to stay right here on WMAL 105.9 FM and AM 630 all day long into the evening. Join us, your friends, here on election night as we have, well, sort of our election night party on WMAL. Starting at 7 p.m., Mark Levin will be covering the election, and Brian and I will be cutting in during his program during breaks
right.
To give you the latest on all that. We'll be checking in with our friend Chris Plant, who will be at an event tonight, and then starting at 9 p.m., we'll be giving you the returns live right here
that's
on WMAL
right.
As that
we
map.
Have our five-hour energy drinks ready.
That map is going to be pointed red and blue and every combination therein as the evening progresses. And we want to talk right now about some of those numbers. We have some early results, believe it or not. That's right. Those guys up in Dixville Notch always likes to get ahead of the game at midnight. So we'll tell you what happened there and the final poll numbers. But before we get to that, and we'll give you all the numbers and you're going to love it. And it's just amazing because no one likes numbers on the radio better than you and I do. I want to ask you this. You know, so much in this entire election season, which started, I believe, in 1984. So much of this election season has been driven by polls, have been driven by all of this data and all of these numbers. And so here we are on election day at 5:09 in the morning, and we want to hear from you. Have you ever talked to a pollster during this entire election season, during the primaries, which started, what, early 2015, when we were sure that Jeb Bush was going to be the nominee? Remember that? But this entire time, this entire season, right up until yesterday, have you been contacted by a pollster? And if so, how did that conversation go? 888-630-9625. And not just the media pollsters. Have you been contacted by a campaign? You know, these campaigns talk about their ground game. They talk about their outreach. They talk about how they're knocking on doors and they're getting in front of voters and they're collecting all this data and information on them and they're tracking the swing state voters and the swing county voters and the demographic groups that are important to them. Have you heard from a campaign this entire time? We would love to hear from you and hear how that conversation went. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I do want to get to this Dixville Notch thing in a minute, but first, I haven't heard from anybody. This entire time,
really?
I have not heard from one campaign or one pollster the entire two-year process.
Well, I mean, I've gotten mailings, and that's one way.
I haven't even gotten mailings. I am off the grid.
I guess I've gotten a lot of mailings, and I have not been phone. Well, look, I mean, I often don't pick up my phone if I don't recognize the number. I let it go to voicemail, and often, you know, there's no message there for some reason. So I do sort of screen my calls. I did pick up a number that looked familiar to me, and it turned out to be an auto robocall.
Oh, you got one of those?
I got one of those, but
was it
a pollster. It was an auto dial pollster,
yeah.
And I hung up on it.
Oh, all right.
So I did, I guess you could say I sort of did get contacted, but no, I can't really say that I've been overwhelmed by the contact.
Okay.
That's for sure.
You know, I got to say, now that you mentioned the robocall, I did get the weirdest robocall. They left the voicemail as well. It was the weirdest thing. And then I click on my voicemail to say, who was that? And it was a voter outreach thing. Very strange strategy, though. It was this.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
I don't know if that's really going to be a good get-out-the-vote effort there, although it's funny.
Four years of screeching.
At the very end, they said this reminder brought to you by the Trump for President campaign. So that was shocking to me. All right, we got the final polls for you. We got the Dixville Notch results already in here at 5:12 in the morning, but we want to hear from you. How about Chris and Woodbridge, your first up on WML? Have you even heard from a pollster yet?
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Election Day.
And to you, sir.
I took a poll about maybe 3 weeks ago, but I lied to them.
Why did you lie to them?
Because I didn't want them to know the truth. I mean, I wanted them to think that I was a true Hillary supporter, that I leaned Democratic, but I was an independent, and that there was no way they were going to sway my vote to Trump.
That's hilarious. So how many do you think are like you, Chris?
I hope there's a bunch of us, and I hope we come out in force tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris and Woodbridge, if you're right, it'll be kind of interesting, because right now, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, which is something that we tend to use here, Virginia is close, but it is looking like it's leaning toward Hillary Clinton by an average of about 5 points, or just under 5 points. Now, if Chris and Woodbridge and many other people lied to the pollsters,
well, then the polls are inaccurate.
That is a much closer thing. Yeah. How does the entire nation look based on the Real Clear Politics average of polls, when you break down each state and you know, if it shows that Hillary's leading by 2 points, or if it shows Trump is leading by, you know, 1.5 points, normally that would be considered a toss-up because that's within the margin of error.
Right.
But there are no toss-ups in the Real Clear Politics, or in the actual Electoral College.
That's right.
Except if you count Florida in 2000. But setting that aside, there are no toss-ups. If you win by 10 votes, you win the state. If you win by...
That's right.
10 million votes.
So as we learned in that election in 2000, you can actually win the popular vote and lose the election.
Nationwide, but lose the election because of that state. All right, so throw out all the toss-ups there, and no matter how close it is,
we award them, right?
We award that state to whoever is in the lead, even if they're in the lead by a razor-thin margin. And as of now, the final Real Clear Politics gives us Donald Trump, 266 Electoral College votes.
Wow.
Hillary Clinton, 272 Electoral College votes. What does that mean?
Two more than she needs.
It means a state like New Hampshire, which has 4 Electoral College votes, if that goes the other way, then Donald Trump is the president and not Hillary Clinton. It's close.
I've been playing with the Real Clear Politics map, you know, where you can make your decision on how you think certain states are going to go. And there are scenarios either way.
There
are realistic scenarios either way.
And so if New Hampshire is going to be that important, let's take a quick look at the first in the nation primary. Dixville Notch, that little community of, what, 8 people total up on the Canadian border.
I don't know why we do this.
They gave it to Hillary Clinton. She got 4 votes. Donald Trump got 2 votes. Gary Johnson got 1 vote. And there was a single write-in vote for Mitt Romney.
And this, oh, good.
And this, friends, is why we can't have nice things.
That's
we
right.
just, Dixville Notch, we're done with you now. Okay, then we've got plenty of calls, so we want to hear from you, and you're lined up, ready to go. Have you been contacted by a pollster? We want to hear from you at 888-630-9625. It's 5:15 on this election day. As you do your patriotic duty, how's the traffic going to be? Well, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I think we'll have a little bit of varying rush hour this morning as commuters head to the polls and then get to work along their way. But right now, we had start off with a problem on the Beltway, Maryland, with the crash on the outer loop. Over near FedEx Field, it's going to be on the outer loop right before you get to the exit 4202. Stay to the right to get by. And at this early hour, I'm actually seeing delays on the approach. So after you pass Central Avenue, up ahead, you'll hit those brake lights to get past the crash. Really, that's about the only thing we have going on. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, quiet. Virginia coming in from the west, all clear on 66 Greenway and the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a frost advisory in effect until 8 a.m., so keep your wits about you there, just in case there's a little bit of frost on the ground or on your grass as you're walking down your walk there to the car. Rest of the day is going to be sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 67. It's a beautiful day to cast your ballot and exercise your rights. Tonight, cloudy skies early, then off and on showers overnight, low of 53. And then tomorrow, steady light rain in the morning, showers continuing in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 60 degrees. Right now, 42 degrees here in D.C., but probably colder where you are starting out your commute at 5:16.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Tomorrow you can vote for a hopeful, inclusive,
Hillary Clinton last night, getting supporters of Donald Trump fired up. Yeah. Now, please, America, you can't give this to us.
Can't give us that. But can I just throw, before we go to the calls, I want to throw in one little statistic that I think is very interesting, because everybody says it's coming down to Florida, right? You know?
Oh, yeah, Florida.
Florida. Let me just talk about Florida for a moment. There was a story that came out yesterday that said that that about half of the people in Florida have already voted. And we know from looking at how those people were registered that about 87,000 more Democrats voted in the early voting in the state of Florida than did Republicans. And you would say, well, that's a big advantage. We don't really know how that's actually.
We don't know who they voted for.
We just know their party affiliation. Some Democrats may have voted for Trump, and some Republicans may have voted for Hillary. But an advantage, Democrats, and I'll grant them that. But another 6 million people are expected to vote today, because that we've done some polls on this, and we know that roughly 12 million people are going to vote. And there's a CBS poll. You pointed this out to me the other day, and I've been fascinated by it, that says, of the people in Florida who intend to vote on Election Day, the advantage is to Trump by 16 points. So if there are 6 million people and the advantage is 16 points, that's roughly 960,000 votes that would go to Trump on Election Day beyond what Democrats are expected to get.
Just one question. When you said the advantage goes to Trump, if the advantage goes to Trump, the advantage goes to Republican voters?
No, it goes to people who said that
on Election Day,
they're going to vote for Trump.
Well,
so, I mean, it's pretty hard to overcome 1 million votes
you would think.
If you're a Democrat running in a very tight state.
We want to hear from you. Have you been contacted by pollsters or by campaigns for that matter? How about Alex in South Riding? You're on WMAL. Hey, Alex.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I've been contacted by pollsters several times via phone. I have a newly unlisted phone number, so they've been hammering away at my phone.
And what do you tell them? How does that conversation go?
Well, the interesting part, you know, I'm a big Trump supporter, and when I start saying, "Oh, I'm voting for Trump," you know, you could hear it in the sound of their voice, the disappointment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like there's this long sigh.
They go through the questions, and, "Oh, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter. Yeah, I support this. Oh, really? Oh." So, I like I said, I get bombarded with calls, and...
That is interesting.
It is interesting who's actually running these polls. So, what they wrote down and what they logged... Who knows? We'll find out.
We will find out. Alex, thank you for that. I'm always reminded about our election coverage 2 years ago on the midterms, 2014. Again, I think we were up to 1 in the morning here on the air on WMAL as we were seeing all the results come in. And that last poll in Maryland, Larry Hogan, I believe the closest he got to Anthony Brown before the election was about 5 points in the polls. Mm-hmm. And he won by 9 points.
Right.
How does that happen?
It happens, and that's the thing. The polls ultimately are an estimation, and they're human. They're full of human error.
Steve in Culpeper, you're on WMAL. Have you heard from a pollster or a campaign this season?
No, sir, I have not. Actually, I am on my way to work the polls in my neighborhood here. And
thank you for that, sir.
58. Sure, I'm 58. And I have never, ever in my whole voting life been contacted by a pollster. And I'm on every registration, everything that I can even think of. And not only have I never been polled, none of my friends, nobody I've ever talked to has ever been contacted by a pollster.
I always wonder where
these poll numbers truly come from.
That is rather maddening. Well, and Steve, thank you. And I know that there's a science behind it, and I know that there's smarter people than I have figured this out. But when you look at these polls determining how, you know, America is going to make major decisions or certainly influencing those major decisions, and you find out that it's, you know, there's a sampling of 1,500 people nationwide. It's like,
yeah. 1,500
people.
Hold
on.
Yeah,
that's
a very thin sampling.
How about Andrew Manassas? You're on WMAL. Have you heard from the pollsters this season, Andrew?
I've never heard from them. And just like your last guy, I don't know anybody who has. And real quick, when you guys were talking about how with the Electoral College, you know, 10 votes can sway the entire state, you know, it makes me wonder with the amount of fraud that has been happening here out in Virginia, if they come back and find out, hey, you know, 100 dead people voted, are they going to switch the Electoral College vote towards the other candidate, which, you know, would be Trump, because we know all dead people vote Democrat. So,
well, Andrew, it's one of the reasons why we have made such a big issue of trying to root out some of this election fraud, root out the dead people who are registered, and then somehow miraculously, like Lazarus, vote in an election.
Rise from the dead.
Why there's so many non-citizens who are registered, and also we have a track record voting. We keep hearing two things. There's no voter fraud, and oh, by the way, even if there is voter fraud, it's not enough to make a difference. Well, we disagree with both of those issues.
Too.
One of the reasons why at 7:35 we're going to check in with Catherine Engelbrecht of Truth of Vote, who made it her life calling to monitor this voting process. Continuing with your calls in a moment, keep it here all day long on Election Day. It's 5:22.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You know, the sun is setting earlier. I mean, what, it goes down about 3:30 now?
It's so nice here in Skagway, Alaska.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's going down earlier. That means it gets dark earlier. And, you know, holiday travel is just around the corner. You need to make sure that your home and family are always protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring starting at the great price of just $19.95 a month. So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring. Why are you doing that? Really, honestly, stop. Ask yourself that question when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Here's what you need to know. They make it really easy to make the switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place and start getting the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at $19.95 a month. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, well, you'll love Ackerman's Total Connect service, which allows you to control your system from any smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can even view live video of what's going on at your house or place of business while you're away for a few dollars more. So switch to Ackerman. Mention WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months. I said 3 months of monitoring free if you make the call in November. Call now and switch. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, D.C., it's time to make your voice heard on D.C. Statehood. Come out and vote Tuesday, November 8th. Vote yes on Referendum B. Don't forget, it's on the back of the ballot. You get to send a message to Congress that D.C. residents are ready to take charge of our future and become the 51st state. So vote yes on Tuesday, November 8th. We are Washington, D.C., the 51st state. Paid for by Statehood Yes.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit of a slowdown on the Maryland Beltway on the outer loop as you pass Central Avenue, past Arena Drive to the incident near 202, left side. So again, on the outer loop stretch as you're leaving Largo, heading around past FedExville, just be very cautious because they were dealing with the incident. If you're coming in on 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, good shape, 95 down to the Beltway. Don't have any troubles there. I'm not seeing much of any backups. Now on 270 out of Frederick through Urbana, seeing those brake lights for sure, just starting to grow. But beyond Urbana, still nice and quiet. And through Clarksburg to the Beltway, 66 off to a good run here out of Gainesville to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frost advisory covers up the district. Freeze warnings elsewhere, just to the west. That'll mean for the cool temperatures to stick with us here through mid-morning. Sunny to partly cloudy, 67 later. Showers should hold off till after midnight tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 degrees at 526.
And I also think we'd be a lot better off if we actually talked to each other instead of yelling at each other. Let the other side do the yelling.
Does she not understand the irony of that statement?
The irony is strong with that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, if you're still undecided, just do it for us, please. Just don't make us go through that for 4 years. David in Manassas, you're on WMAL. Hello, David.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Well, have you heard from pollsters?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was called by Quinnipiac on my cell phone, which I rarely answer ever if I don't recognize the number. But I thought it was Connecticut, and I actually have some friends in Connecticut and relatives in the nursing home. So that was the reason why I actually took the phone call. And so when they said they were calling the act, I'm doing the survey, I say, well, I guess I'll answer it. I don't ever remember getting called by a pollster before that. So
Were you truthful?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, because some people don't tell the truth to pollsters.
David, thank you for that. Well, it's interesting considering how critical the polls have been this entire election season. All right, we got plenty more coming up this morning. 7:35, Catherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote. 8:05, General Mike Flynn to give the national security argument for Donald Trump. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. It's 5:28.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Larry O'Connor here to talk about getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. You know, there's a lot of clutter out there, and it can be very confusing when it comes time to find the right realtor. That's why I just love recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. My personal experience with the Reynolds team has been, well, amazing. I know why Debbie and Sarah have been named top-ranked agents for 4 consecutive years by the Wall Street Journal. That's right, 4 years in a row. You see, what sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with thousands of ready home buyers looking to buy right now. You know, they may already have a buyer for you. And even better, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and they sell three times faster than the average agent. Don't go for average. Go for Debbie and Sarah. They're waiting for your call now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, we can't get our election day started here without critter news. And that's coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The first votes of the 2016 presidential election are in from tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, where the polls opened at midnight for the town's eight registered voters.
Here in Dixville Notch, Clinton won four of those eight votes, Trump taking two, Johnson won, and one resident wrote in Mitt Romney's name. Now, Dixville Notch is not the only town that participates in midnight voting here in New Hampshire. There's also Hart's location where Clinton won 17 votes, Trump taking 14, Johnson 3. One person wrote in Bernie Sanders' name. I'm sorry, two rather wrote in Bernie Sanders' name, and one wrote in Kasich's name.
Correspondent Rachel Crane. Around here, polls will open half an hour from now in Virginia, where they'll be open till 7 tonight. The polls open 90 minutes from now in Maryland and D.C., and will be open until 8 tonight. Of course, WMAL will have complete election night coverage. Donald Trump's taking a little bit of a breather now after a last-day blitz of battleground states.
He just landed a short time ago back here in New York City after a flurry of campaign events all day yesterday, lasting well into the morning, well past 1 a.m. this morning. And that was the final pitch as he made this final pitch to voters. He talked about how what a long journey it has been for him, 511 days after he first started his campaign right here in New York City.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati asked to Hillary Clinton. She, too, ran an exhausting Monday schedule, wrapping up early this morning in Raleigh, North Carolina. A federal jury in Charlottesville has awarded a former University of Virginia Associate Dean $3 million in damages for a Rolling Stone magazine article that she said ruined her reputation. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,260, the NASDAQ at 5166. Sports, the Wizards lose again, falling to Houston. NHL, the Caps host San Jose tonight. Monday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Bills. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Cold weather is perfect for curling up in front of a roaring fire and planning for the holidays ahead. But if you don't have someone special to share these moments with, this time of year can seem like an endless reminder that you're single. Don't worry, it's not too late. Heat things up this winter by joining It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service right here in Washington, D.C. Their friendly matchmakers have spent over 25 years providing an enjoyable alternative to online dating. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. With this knowledge, they'll hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all your matches in advance and even book your reservations at the best date spots in town. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. Add some romance to your holiday celebrations. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, better news. The crash on the outer loop around near FedEx Field before you get to 202. That's been completely cleared out of the travel lanes, and the volume that we did have quickly clearing, so stick with it. Say if you're coming out of Largo past 214 Central Avenue, it won't cost you too much extra time. You're good to go. Good to go as well, heading and continuing through Greenbelt, through College Park and Silver Spring. Lanes open. I'm not seeing any backups there. A little bit of volume on 270, so it's no surprise. Coming out of Frederick, down through Urbana, that seems to be about the thick of it. No problems in Virginia as you push in off of the Greenway onto the toll road, Route 7 out of Leesburg, and 95, a little bit sluggish into Woodbridge out of Dale City. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frost advisory in effect through mid-morning. Freeze warnings just to the west. A chilly morning, but this election day will be dry. Some with a few clouds this afternoon, 67. Tonight, cold front on the march, 53. Some showers around after midnight. Tomorrow, still some showers, maybe some light rain in the morning with a high of cooler 60 on a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Haymarket, 30 in Greenbelt, 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37. This is WMAL, your election coverage central, as we continue our pre-morning coverage. Polls open in a little less than half an hour in the state of Virginia. 7:35, Catherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote, will be our guest. 8:05, General Mike Flynn. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. And I want to remind you, tonight, starting at 7 p.m., when the polls close, we will be giving you coverage here on WMAL. Spend election night here with us, all your friends, Brian, Chris Plant, myself, Mark Levin. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hey, if we ever needed Critter News, this is the day we need it. We need a little distraction today, and I've got a lot of Critter News. So.
All right, we might need it tomorrow, too.
That's right.
So let's hold some of the Critter News for tomorrow, just in case.
All right, our first story comes from a plane high above the country of Mexico. An Aeromexico flight is coming to the United States. And there is a moment, and it's captured on video. Some phones are everywhere. They all got cameras. So a guy sees this thing happening and pulls out the camera. It was, I'm not kidding, it was an actual snake coming out of the overhead bin of the plane.
Yeah.
And it's slithering out. and they're capturing it on video.
I've seen this video, and it's terrifying. And it's coming down the back, the wall of the plane, like the side wall of the plane, the back of the bin, where the air conditioning vents are, like where the window is.
And, of course, if I were there, I would have gone snakes. It has to be snakes.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Yep.
Everybody strap in! I'm about to open some freaking windows.
All right, so this Embraer E-190 aeracraft, Aeromexico Flight 231, they say, Mr. Pilot, sir, there's a snake on the plane. And the pilot makes an emergency landing.
You think he gave it an ay caramba?
Yeah, yes, ay caramba, snake on a plane. So here's the thing, there are two videos. One shows the snake coming down, as you say, and the second one shows people scrambling for their lives.
Yeah.
And a good thing, because this turned out to be a venomous snake.
Right.
It was a green snake of some kind.
Whenever I see a snake, I always just sort of default assume that it's not poisonous. Mm. This is a poisonous snake. It was big.
Yeah. About 5 foot long.
So how did he get on the plane?
That's a good question. Yeah. We know, but they got it. Nobody was hurt, and they made an emergency landing and removed said snake from a plane. Yeah. That would be my nightmare. That would be my nightmare. A snake coming out.
This is why I always get aisle seats.
All right, we have more news. We got to cover this other stuff here. All right, so there is in D.C. You know, we turn back the clocks, and it gets dark at what? As I said, 3:30.
Turn back the clocks to 1922.
Yeah, it gets dark really, really early.
It does.
And you know, this is deer mating season, and a lot of people are having evening encounters because you know there's more traffic now when it's dark, and that's when the deer come out. The deer don't know what time it is. They just, you know, they're just on their own little clock there. They're on their biological circadian rhythm clock, and it's mating season, and they're active. And a lot of people are having trouble in the evening in this area with the vehicle deer encounters.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in other words, you know, you could get a major accident.
Yeah,
there.
I had I was driving my Mustang into work, and I hit a deer. It was Mustang 1, deer 0. Right. I mean, that's on the service road to I-270 coming south at like 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
But I mean, I've had
deer are not paying attention.
They're not paying, and they don't know what to do. Poor little deer.
Well, they're focused on something else.
That's right.
I mean, they're just, you know, they're sort of fawning over each other.
Fawning over each other. Oh, and, I see what you got. I see what you did there.
When you're a deer and it's mating season in a town like this, you know, if you've got the bucks, you're going to get some action.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's that time of year. And I've actually had.
Nothing on bucks. How about if you've got enough dough, you're going to.
Stop
all right,
it.
Finally.
I've had three deer encounters, close encounters of the deer kind. This deer season.
Yeah, I had one. Chain Bridge. You go right at dusk. Yeah. You go across the Chain Bridge into Virginia. As soon as you get on the other side of that bridge, before you get to Glebe, there are plenty of deer hanging around. So
yeah,
watch yourselves.
All right. So we often talk about aggressive animals here on WMAO because you know the aggressive raccoons have always been a problem, and we're very concerned because you know when it comes time for aggressive raccoons, you want to be careful. But this is about aggressive squirrels.
Well, that's not as fun.
No. Well, it's not as fun at all because there are a lot of squirrels. And three people were injured Thursday when a squirrel attacked some seniors at a living center in Deltona, Florida. Of course, it's Florida. The squirrel was jumping on people and biting them and scratching them. And they called 911, and police came and tried to catch the squirrel. And so I love this quote from one of the seniors who was 85 years old. He was going to jump on me, and I yelled at him, "There's something wrong with them squirrels."
That's funny. I mean, it's not as funny as...
There are reports of aggressive raccoons attacking people and pets in Ocean City.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's
but
not that
but
funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's something wrong with them squirrels. I can just hear this 85-year-old woman saying that. Well, and so they tried to capture the squirrels, but it's not easy to capture squirrels. As you know, they're pretty smart. So they did the next best thing. They put up signs which say, "Watch out for angry squirrels." That's not the signs actually say, "Watch out for angry squirrels." See, this is in Florida.
This is Florida. Exactly.
I think it's a voter intimidation thing to keep the senior vote down, quite frankly. They put out angry squirrels. That's what it is.
It's 5:43 on WMAL. This concludes your Election Day special Critter News.
Chris Plant here. Take aim at the nation's most advanced indoor range, Elite Shooting Sports. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility is like no other. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. This past weekend, U.S. and Turkish military leaders met and hammered out a long-range plan for operations against ISIL in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces have been a concern for Turkey since the inception of the anti-ISIL group last year. The U.S. and Turkish officials also agreed that a high-ranking U.S. officer and staff will work within the Turkish General Staff. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is Election Day, but there's other holidays coming up, like Thanksgiving Day. Yes, that countdown is about to kick into panic mode. If your family is like mine, there are a million and one things that need to happen fast. And with all the chaos and stress swirling around, I got to say, it's the greatest thing in the world to surprise your wife. This is what I love to do. I love to surprise Meredith with a little something to let her know how much I love her for all of the planning that she's doing. The work that's going on, it's like an army of people all wrapped up into that one spouse of yours. She's fabulous. So why not give her, surprise her with a beautiful autumn rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you order 36 stunning autumn roses, you're going to get them for only $36. That's 1-800-Flowers, 36 for 36 Thanksgiving deal. And I got to tell you, you will be the hero around your house right now. Think about what's going on in your home right now in the next couple of weeks, getting ready for that Thanksgiving feast, whether it's your wife or your mom or your mother-in-law or your grandma who's doing all that work. Let's face it, all of them are doing the work. So be the hero and surprise them with this amazing 36 for 36 Thanksgiving deal. To order 36 stunning autumn roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon. Enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click that radio enter icon and enter Larry. Offer ends Friday.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Marilyn, let's start with you after all this deer talk. Unfortunately, we've had a deer that was struck on Route 29 leaving Burtonsville and heading into Columbia. So if you're heading northbound 29 north of 216 at Johns Hopkins Road, that's where the activity is. And as Brian and Larry were mentioning, careful when it's dark. There's a lot of deer out there right now. On the outer loop of the Maryland Beltway, the crash had been outer loop near 202. That was cleared and the delays cleared out, but suddenly backing up again. So let me take a look at the cameras. Outer loop as you approach Arena Drive before 202. Looks like we may have a new incident, so please keep alert in that stretch. That's about the most activity we have currently on the Beltway. 66, a little bit of volume heading through Manassas. 95, we're still good in Stafford. Sluggish as you approach the Occoquan. 270, must mention that's southbound 270 after the Monocacy. That's where we have the crash. And on Metro Rail, expect delays. Orange and Silver Line commuters, they had an incident at the Clarendon station and they had closed it momentarily. Everything's been cleared and they're trying to reopen the Clarendon station right now, so Orange and Silver Line delayed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In and around the Beltway, we've got a frost advisory this morning. Freeze warnings just to the west, and that's for some temperatures near freezing. So a chilly start to our election day. Bundle up as you head on out. This afternoon, probably will not need a jacket. Partly cloudy, 67. Cold front approaching tonight. Rain showers after midnight, 53. Showers possible tomorrow with a high of 60 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 degrees at 547. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
You know, those of us who are in the media, We often look to, for one reason or another, it's just tradition, I suppose, more than anything else, the AP style book when it comes to our, you know, writing questions.
Oh, yeah.
Grammar questions.
Right. How do you write a headline? And, how do you do
it? It's a long standing tradition. You know, a lot of people just adopt the AP style book as their own because it's a pretty good handbook for, you know, how to refer to things and how to write things for the eye.
Got it.
All right. So they have come out with some guidance on the chance that Hillary Clinton becomes president of the United States and how we should address Bill Clinton's title.
Ah.
In other words, should you call him First Gentleman? Because, you know, we've never had this before if that were to happen.
Right.
And they say don't call him First Gentleman. But they're not saying that that title itself is wrong. They're simply saying because he's a former president, and that takes precedent. President takes precedent.
I see.
You know, you got me?
It supersedes. In other words, it's like when we had former Governor George Allen on the show on Friday. He's also a former senator.
That's right.
But I guess that's a personal preference, but I've never known someone who's been a governor and a senator prefer to be called a senator. They always like the governor because you're the chief executive.
Chief executive of that state.
Whatever the higher rank happens
to
be.
So he is to be called former President Bill Clinton.
I see.
And by the way, when you use the term First Lady, for example, if we were to have First Lady Melania Trump, you do not capitalize the title First Lady because it's not a formal title.
I see.
If it was a formal constitutional title, then you would capitalize it. Like president, vice president are capitalized.
All right. So now this is, I got to reorient everything because I thought if Hillary won the election and I was thinking, okay, well, how do you address Bill Clinton? I always assumed that the proper and appropriate way to address Bill Clinton would be to say, will the defendant please rise?
Well, I never thought that first gentleman was the proper term anyway, because we know he's no gentleman.
No gentleman.
I mean, come on.
No.
First dude, maybe. You know, I don't know.
All right. Well, these are definitely things that you need to focus on. The question is, how do you address Hillary Clinton if she's president?
Madam President.
Is it Madam? Why Madam?
Madam, it's always been Madam
but
Secretary.
But Madam doesn't make sense.
But that,
Madam, what is this, 1824? Madam.
Madam.
No one uses the term Madam
I think
anymore.
It's an antiquated term. I think we should come up with something else.
Yeah.
But it's Mr. President and Madam Secretary or Madam President.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it's always been.
How about soon-to-be-impeached President?
That's right.
Did we use that? Is that or is that not? That's probably a little biased.
President for the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
How about Tim Kaine's predecessor? Assuming that he assumes office. No, that's too clunky. Mm. There's got to be another. Well, you know what? We're not going to have to worry about
no,
this.
No. Yeah.
No, because the votes are going to, you know, we know how it's going to go today.
Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting that the Associated Press style book is already thinking about the...
well, of course. They wrote the headlines 8 months ago.
Well, they got their stories. They're just waiting for the numbers.
Yeah, you'd think they'd wait one more day for that story.
Yeah.
By the way, now that Hillary Clinton has been elected, how many headlines do you think are written right now? Just waiting. How many graphics are already done tonight?
I know that in days like this, reporters do write their stories in advance.
Yeah.
All the bottom stuff of the story.
Yep.
And then they top it with a paragraph and send it out so they can be done quickly. Sure, that happens.
That's another reminder. Keep it right here all day long for our election coverage. And tonight, starting at 7 p.m., when the polls begin to close, Brian and I will be spending election night with you, along with Mark Levin and Chris Plant, all through 11 o'clock, maybe later. Now here's Russ Limbaugh.
All right, so for 8 years, the U.S. economy's barely had a pulse. Over 90 million Americans are not working. And worse, this sick economy's been accepted as the new normal. Now, we're about to find out if the American people are ready to turn the page or not. We'll learn if voters want our immigration law enforced and our national border security taken seriously, or if they want the new normal of lawlessness to continue. We will discover if voters will take this chance to fix the massive injuries to our healthcare system caused by Obamacare, pushed through by this president and his Democrats with a pack of lies. Americans liked their insurance, but they couldn't keep it. They like their doctor, but they couldn't keep him or her. Now they face skyrocketing premiums, big job losses, higher taxes, and though Obamacare's collapsing before our eyes, its tentacles are still everywhere. We'll see if Americans want to turn the page on the racial polarization inflicted on us by the left. Cop killings have become the new normal. Rioting has become a regular ritual in some of our cities. The empty promise of hope and change has brought us nothing but division and danger. Finally, we'll see if Americans are ready to turn the page on the most corrupt, family in our political history. The Clintons, soaked in deceit, lawlessness, and greed. By day's end, we'll learn if the American people have finally had enough.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Everything you've achieved in life has been all you, right? So there's no reason that protecting your identity shouldn't also be all you, right? Wrong. The fact is, it would be hard to know where to start if your identity were stolen, which is why there's LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But with LifeLock, you spare yourself the time, the runaround, and the frustration of trying to do it all on your own. And it goes beyond free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in your credit. LifeLock memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Thanksgiving is, in fact, right around the corner. And if you want to look 10 or 15 years younger around the dinner table, pick up the phone now. Order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick. Excuse me. Here's what Donna from Kingsville, Maryland says. Kingsville, Maryland. You know Donna listens to WMAL. She heard me talking about Chamonix products, and she wrote us, I love Chamonix. They absorb nicely without residue and look at least, I look at least 10 years younger than most women my age. Excuse me. You know, that's the thing about this absorption thing. You get a lot of these over-the-counter products, drugstores, and it leaves your skin slimy, you know, greasy all day long. You get it feels like it's been an oil slick down there in the Gulf of Mexico just flying off of your cheek. You don't want that. Esotique XV has these amazing ingredients, a proprietary-based delivery system. It guarantees quick, clean absorption, maximum results. It's brilliant, effective, and fast. Call 800-525-2720. Try Esotique XV yourself, and you'll feel the difference. See results quickly, or you get your money back. No questions asked. And if you call now for the first time, you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness for free. That's your free gift, Genucel. It's the best offer of the year. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters trying to get out of Frederick. It's the crash slowing you before you even get on to 270 and coming off of I-70. Up ahead, as you pass the Monocacy, that's where the accident blocks the left lane. Once you get through there, then you're good to go. If you're joining on, say, from Route 80 or beyond, the activity and the current delays. On the outer loop of the Beltway, passing FedEx Field again, volume starts to grow quickly here. Incident reported right as you come up to Arena Drive. Earlier, we had one near 202. That had initially been cleared. In on 50, no problems to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, getting sluggish, heading to 295. Heading on the freeway, each direction, nice and quiet. And around the Virginia Beltway, incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another chilly start with freeze warnings and frost advisories. Sunny to partly cloudy later today. This election day high temperature is 67 degrees. The showers hold off until later tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
42 degrees at 5:56.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. With the holiday travel season almost here, break-ins will be on the increase. So now is the time to get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. It's also easy to make the switch and save with Ackerman. They can leave your existing equipment in place and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. If technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service gives you total control of your system from any smart device. You can even view live videos of your home for just a few dollars more. Need one more reason? Mention you heard the ad on WMAL and get up to 3 months of monitoring free in November. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security now. Get protected. Switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, myself. Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAO,
the story of a local reporter who discovers that he is legally registered to vote in 3 area states.
And the candidates made their closing arguments last night. Time for you to make your closing arguments. Opening the lines now, 888-630-W.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.